The main railway station. Read more. Being mobile. The main railway station is the gateway to a closely networked world and the arrival point in the European metropolis of Frankfurt. Almost 500,000 travelers arrive, depart or continue their journey here every day. Being mobile, being on the move, being able to move freely is a central motor of life, a matter of course for many. Freedom of movement is a fundamental right for EU citizens. In the summer of 2015, people at the gates of Europe fought hard for a brief moment to take this for granted. Some of them also arrived here at the main station in Frankfurt in search of a life in safety and peace. The images of civil society for help and solidarity at the main station here and throughout Germany were emblematic of the so-called German welcome culture at the time. While this fit in quite well with the self-image of a humanitarian, once again, good German nation, it also stood in stark contrast to the realities of German asylum and migration policy. Racially excluded and controlled, realities of racism and nationalism inscribed themselves into the city and as well as into people's lives here at main station. Because freedom of movement does not apply equally to all people, mobility is categorized, evaluated, promoted or limited. People are made into expats, refugees, or migrants. When migration is mentioned, it is often in a negative and racist context. Migration is usually treated as a social problem that needs to be solved. One that supposedly threatens law and order. One that is closely entangled with capitalist interests and racism. And people who are read and or racialized as migrant feel this every day, also here at the main station. For example, when they are checked by the police, without suspicion, because of external characteristics. Because they are assumed to have a migration history or a certain origin, the main station and its surroundings are anything but a safe place for them to arrive, to leave, to stay, to be welcomed. Copwatch Frankfurt counters the normality of racial profiling and racist police violence with concrete support for those affected, solidarity-based activation of passers-by and political public relations work. You can find out more about the work of the initiative here.